B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
It's a love song. You won't lose it.
I don't want to lose your love tonight.
It's easy pickings right there for 12. You like this song, McCown, don't you?
I love it.
It's that idiot McCarthy doesn't, right?
Yeah. Man, he's a big Springsteen guy. If it's not Springsteen, he's out.
Well, it transformed his life when he was 8. Is that what McCarthy said when he was 8? Born to Run, when he heard Born to Run when he was 8 years old.
It changed his life.
Changed his life. Stopped peeing his bed.
Yeah, it's a love song.
Yeah.
This counts.
Sure it does.
Who's up next in the rotation? You know, Jim's checked out. All right, it's noon on a Friday. did you see that reaction?
Yeah.
Who wants to go next?
I gave you two, and I just remember what my other one was.
I gave you one.
I'll play next if you want.
All right, thank you.
I have one ready to go.
Happy Valentine's Day, by the way, to all you guys. I love all of you. You know?
I love all our listeners.
I said it. I love Paul. He's been holding in Rhode Island. He's got something to say. Go ahead, Paul. What do you got?
Hey, good afternoon, boys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Good afternoon.
What Valentine's Day can you play NXS? I Need You Tonight. You know, that's a good song.
Yeah, because I'm not sleeping. Something about you, girl, makes me sweat.
That's right, brother. That's right. When you get them under you, you make them pay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay.
I don't know. I think we're going to get... Paul, why don't you sit out a couple of plays?
Come over here.
Take the next series off.
Who's the last grass? Is he on top or is he on the bottom?
Jesus. A serial killer. It was offensive on like 3 levels.
Cone liked it.
Let's go to Chris in Raynham. Hi, Chris. Happy Valentine's Day.
What's up?
Happy Valentine's Day to you. It makes me very sad that my forever Valentine, Tom Brady, could be leaving. Oh. I don't think that people understand or really put into the factor of how little interest there will be in this team going forward if this ends badly with Brady. You just played Josie and got me all fired up for the upcoming season. And then in the back of my mind, I just thought, oh, Brady's not here. How do you get excited for that? I'm 32 years old. Brady's been the quarterback since I was in the 8th grade. There's just a psychological factor that I don't feel like anyone's talking about.
Well, okay. All right, Chris, let me try and explain it to you from someone who is a fan of another team. And you're talking about football. It's still football. And at the end of the day, even the Lions, who have no chance year in and year out, you get up for those games. You get excited for those games. It's a Thanksgiving game.
It's a football game.
It's a Monday night game.
It's an NFL game.
There's a game to be played, and there's a chance, and you take your victories in smaller ways. But let me tell you something. There is some joy that you don't know, that a generation, literally a generation now, 20 years of worth of fans don't know, in getting a big regular season win against a team that is better than you. And McCone's already dismissing this notion as something foolhardy and as a mere folly compared to what he's lived with for the last 20 years. Yeah, but let me tell you something. There's real joy to be had there, and not this obnoxious entitlement that you have as a Patriots fan.
No, it has nothing to do with the entitlement. It has to do with our loyalty is equal to Tom Brady as it is to the Patriots. Tom Brady is the Patriots to us. It's completely different than any other scenario of a quarterback being there a few years and leaving. We associate the Patriots with Tom Brady, so we want to root for him to get number 7, number 8. There's a reason why after the Red Sox have won, they've won 4 championships, but that loyalty isn't there. It's because they don't have the Tom Brady of the Red Sox. People want to.
Well, they've hit rock bottom after they've won championships. This team contends each and every year. Who's your head coach? Bill Belichick's still here, last time I checked. McDaniels is here. Casario's coming back. They have stability, just maybe not a quarterback.
Don't you look forward, McCone, in some small way to rooting for those teams that you love so much to maybe just make it above 500 again and have it be a foregone conclusion that they're going to the playoffs?
No, absolutely not. I want Brady here for as long as possible. Oh, I want this run to continue for as long as we possibly can. So,
what's your number? What's your number back at?
Surround him. What?
How much you giving him? What's your number?
Blank check.
You can't do that.
McCone, how old were you in 2001?
Like 8, 9, something like that.
So that would be like me having Larry Bird for like 10 more seasons after. That is insane.
You're spoiled.
That is insane. It's so spoiled.
And blank spoiled. Check. Give him a blank check. Give me 22. Give me 21. Give me a number, McCone.
No, I would go, honestly, I would go like 20. I would be fine with like 25. I would.
I think he might be too.
Here's something else that's a little weird about this.
Okay.
The connection to Brady. Like, you know, I thought it's as much personal. It's much about him as it is
loyalty.
The team.
No, that is true, by the way. It's not going to matter as much when Brady's not here. Like, a seventh with Brady and Belichick matters more than a Super Bowl after Brady does. It does.
Brady, to me, is like this entity that is, like, on par with the team. It's almost this unknowable thing. It's like a mountain. You're in the sports
He's almost
business.
A brand himself.
He is. You're a sports anchor, right?
Yes.
Down in Rhode Island, right? Part of New England, right? Still in the market.
Somewhat, yeah.
Here on the flagship station of the Patriots for years now. Congratulations on winning the contest.
Lost
by the
it,
way.
But thank you, yeah.
Whatever. How many times?
You know, Hardy didn't remember me?
Not
Shut up from that contest?
Yeah.
I even
My
did.
First day in.
I auditioned him and I.
Did a 30-minute show with me. I had no idea who I was.
In my defense, I was all hopped up on goofballs. I was. I had a hot tooth. I had to take a lot of drugs.
Oh, that's right. You had that tooth pain.
I had a lot of drugs when we did that show. So I didn't remember. It was a good show, though. How many conversations have you personally had in a room with Tom Brady?
Of like one-on-one conversations?
Yeah.
None.
Zero. You have this connection. You're a sports guy. That speaks to my point. He's like this unknowable thing. It's like, how do you love a mountain? You know, it's just... He's always been there.
He's been a part of my life.
But to say that there's some personal connection to him, you're a sports guy. You don't even have a personal connection to him.
He's a fan.
If Zoe said it, I get it. Zoe knows him, right?
Zoe
has some kind of a connection to him. And whether it's because, you know, Zoe played or he's just around him or there's something there. I would listen to Zoe say, wow, I'm really going to miss that guy. Yeah, you miss what he brings to the field, but in terms of like the guy, yeah, I think it would be easier to miss someone like David Ortiz, who you maybe actually had an interaction with at a couple of times, and you knew on a personal level. We really don't know Tom Brady. After all these years, you really don't even know him.
I would argue our relationship and connection is more than just words. You know.
So when he leaves, don't have McCone in because he can't give you a riot. You don't know him.
I just don't want you to be gutted. I'm trying to soften the blow.
I really don't understand, though, in all seriousness, why people are wanting to move on from Brady right now. That makes no sense to me, especially even the Patriots. Like, I don't understand what
option
is out there.
I mean, there is a faction of that. I do. I think people are – there will be a buzz and there will be an excitement about the next guy, regardless of who it is, whether it's Stidham, whether they draft a guy, whether they bring a guy in, because they're like, okay, this is the guy after. I think it's great Casario's back because I think he's going to be part of picking that guy.
I just can't wrap
I'm not my saying head. That's happening right
yeah.
now. But.
Yeah, but like there's no Garoppolo. You know what I'm saying? Like I could wrap my head around this if there was a guy behind him right now where you were like, that's the guy. He's 42. It's time to move
Steve
on.
Steve Young, Montana.
But right now it seems like if you move on from Brady, wait, so what are we doing? We're bringing in Marcus Mariota. We're bringing in Andy Dalton or even Stidham who's clearly not ready. It doesn't make sense.
So the emotional connection is tied to the backup? If they had Garoppolo here, you'd be more okay with him leaving?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Why? Because where they drafted him?
So that's more the team than the
player.
Well,
there would be a plan in place. Like, there doesn't seem like there's a plan in place.
No, I agree with you on that. Like, Garoppolo seemed like the plan in place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if your loyalty is to Brady as much as it is to the team, and Brady went to another team, would you support him there? Get the Brady jersey from the Saints?
Get the half jersey with both teams.
Yeah. Get the
like McCourty's.
Get the Tennessee Titans.
Exactly one of those.
The Tennessee Titans Brady jersey,
yeah.
and wear that on days when the Patriots aren't playing.
I think I'd have to. I think I'd have to.
Wow.
I think the split jersey is the way to go.
It's a big Brady fan. Big Brady fan. John, turn your radio down, please.
Hello?
John in Maine. Hello.
Okay, hold on a second.
Welcome to Maine. Let's get it up there.
The way life should be.
Is that what it says on the license plates?
No, it says expired on mine.
Ah, that's a good one.
What do you got for us, John?
I just can't see why people can't move on with Brady moving on. Mm. He's not going to be better than he was a year or two ago. And the league is getting better, their division anyway. And they can't pay him what he wants without messing up the team for years to come.
You know, leave it to Maine to get it down to its barest essence. You're right, John. You're right. The only thing I would argue with, John, what's your better option for this year at quarterback? If you don't take the long-term approach, which the Patriots always
right.
do, who's going to win you more games at quarterback this year instead of Tom Brady?
Probably nobody. So get ready for that.
Yeah.
Might be 10-6.
Is there someone out there? Something I'm missing? A viable option? Something real? On some pipe dream, not Matthew Stafford?
Mariota.
It's not Andy Dalton.
It's not Andy Dalton.
No.
So that's the quickest and easiest counter to that. All right, more Brady calls. We'll get to them. We'll get back to the Celtics, too, and more love songs. Feel free to make a request. Jim loves actually, Kyle and T-Bone. Answering the phones. Love taking song
call
requests.
Call Bug Kyle.
617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
It's a love song. You want to lose it.
I don't want to lose your love tonight.
It's easy pickings right there for 12.
I ain't got many friends that talk.
You like this song, McCown, don't you?
I love it.
It's that idiot McCarthy doesn't, right?
Yeah. Bad. He's a big Springsteen guy. If it's not Springsteen, he's out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
I've been really trying, baby. Trying to hold back this feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby.
This is Hardy. Got Hardy all over. Like Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, only because it's one of the greatest pop songs of all time.
It's a good one.
This is it. when it really gets into it, do you know how many different vocal tracks Marvin Gaye recorded on this?
I don't.
It's something. I think there are 16 separate vocal tracks, all him, by the end of this song.
Jesus.
Now, someone argued this isn't about love. It's more about sex.
No, yeah, but
love making.
What if he just said I love you anyway?
About me loving
you.
It is a love song. Jim, we have any requests from people? They flooded? No.
On Twitter, Biz Markie, just a friend.
That's not a love song. Shit, I can't answer the very big bra.
All right, 617-779-0985. Talking about Tom Brady. We're talking about the best athlete in Boston right now and who that might be. You know, you want to go a little agenda-free? You want to open things up a little bit?
Yeah, I like that.
A little shotgun approach here for a couple of segments here. I have thoughts on a new addition construction-wise here to the Sports Hub, too, I would like to get to coming up in a few more minutes. Let's go to Eric first in the car. Eric, you're talking about best players on the Celtics right now. It's kind of an easy conversation, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think one thing that not a lot of people really expected was that he would be this elite defensively in his third year, which I think is a pleasant surprise, especially in a Brad Stevens system. And I also think, depending on how his career goes and how long he stays, might sound crazy right now, but I think there's a shot if he spends a good amount of time here, he ends up going down as statistically one of the best Celtics to ever put the uniform on.
Whoa. All right, Eric. Let's just slow down here for a second here. I'm talking about the greatest of all time. I would put Jason Tatum in the conversation for the best athlete in Boston right now. I don't think it's him, but I think he's I think he's in the conversation. You got to pick one, though, and you've got some good candidates. You got a defensive player of the year over on the Patriots right now. You got a couple
sneaky,
of
that's a sneaky one.
You got a couple of options right now, but if you had to pick the best athlete in Boston right now, would you put Jason Tatum in the conversation?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. For his team, representing his team? Yeah, absolutely. You almost might say that Jaylen Brown is a better athlete on his ability to jump, on his ability to defend, his ability to shoot.
Kemba Walker's no slouch.
No.
But if you're making me pick one
right
now.
Best player or best? Because those go on athlete, like athleticism.
See, when you say, well, I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
No, it's not.
You are.
Brady's not athletic.
He's not athletic.
Right, and no, Tom Brady's not in the conversation. I tell you who it is.
No, I'm asking what you're talking. Are you saying athlete or player?
I'm saying athlete, and it's tough to judge them outside of their sport. I get that. You could have made a stronger argument for Mookie Betts, but he's not here anymore.
Whoops.
Yeah, just.
It's a good one, McCone.
McCone has the sneakiest side comments. He had one a couple of weeks ago. I don't even want to repeat it because the subject matter was too not off color, but the subject matter was too delicate. It was about Aaron Hernandez. Yeah, all right, I'll just say that. But all he said was not sure. Ideal, not great. Aaron Hernandez, double murderer, not great. I would say this. Based on what he's been doing and the way he does it consistently night in and night out, David Pastrnak.
Yeah.
It's got to be in the conversation with the top athlete in Boston right now. Mookie would have been great because of his ability to, well, I mean, he's a five-tool player. McCown.
Yeah, Mookie Binner.
Let's talk about baseball, you know, and not just brush it off. But when you start talking about the fact that he is a top bowler and a golfer, athleticism, shoosh. Huh? Yeah. Way downtown.
He brought it.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't he crash his golf cart in that pond? So he might not be the best golfer.
You're thinking of Johnny Knoxville.
No. Different. No, Mookie. Different Mookie guy. Mookie buried a cart in a pond. I remember getting on him for it.
We're going to need to recap.
Yeah,
that
he did.
Story.
Down in Florida.
He might have.
Down
in Spring Training. Remembers everything.
I remember that.
All right, we'll figure out what happened.
Get on
with
him,
that story.
Good call. Yeah, 2016. Unbelievable.
About 2016. That's long.
What happened? What happened with the golf court? Golf cart. And Mookie Betts.
Oh, they were just having some fun. Kids having fun.
Are you getting this just off the interwebs, or is this your own news source?
No, this is real. I'm efforting.
Okay.
The story.
David Pastrnak to me, because just hockey in general, I think requires the most
Best shot, best skater.
It asks the most of you out of all these sports. People say doing the hardest thing to do is to hit a round ball with a round bat. I still say it's hockey. What these guys do just defies belief.
Hell yeah, on skates.
It's just, it's different.
I think hitting the baseball is number two.
And for them, it may not seem all that tough, but whatever. You start skating at the age of two, you can do things that other human beings just can't do athletically. And to me, David Pastrnak has the title of the best athlete in Boston right now. But I'd hear arguments on Tatum. I'd hear arguments
on Marchand not get enough credit?
I'd hear arguments on Gilmore. Marchand is deferring to David Pastrnak. He did it again a couple of nights ago. He went on and on about what an amazing player David Pastrnak is and how he continues to improve his game defensively and how he is, there's no let up in his offense. I one day hope to have someone love me as much as Brad Marchand loves his teammates, whether it's Patrice Bergeron and David Pastrnak, and is willing to talk about them at length. And you can tell he's not just blowing smoke.
Right.
He really feels that way. What happened with the golf cart, McCall?
Says, I left my club on the last hole. I went back to get it, parked on a hill, thought I pushed the brake, but it didn't break, obviously, and it rolled right into the pond.
That's what happens when you don't.
And it happens.
But you know, where do you put, you bring a wedge and a putter up to the green, you know.
Yeah. So
maybe.
Normally
maybe,
you don't.
Maybe you weren't on in regulation, McCone. It happens.
Yeah. Normally you don't park going downhill.
While you're putting, where do you put your wedge?
Right next to the green.
Idiot.
Where do you put it?
You lay it on top of the flagstick. You pull the flagstick. You lay your club on top of the flagstick.
Is that why people do that?
Yes. So you don't leave your club behind.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
You throw it in the fringe next to where you're chipping from.
Knock that putt in, you're walking
away. That's why you and Mookie leave your clubs back there. They'll hold everything up for the other people.
See, it's interesting with Gilmore. You know, if he's not defensive player of the year, say you go back 2 years, would it be Edelman? If Edelman was healthy?
For the best athlete in Boston?
But is he the best player, though? It's not like really athlete. Gilmore. I think it's Gilmore.
Yeah,
as far as a Patriot, you know, whether you can argue.
I think a couple of years ago, Edelman could have been in the conversation. Unfortunately, you lose points due to injury, but sure, put him in there. Why not?
But I think Pastrnak is number one.
I agree
with you on the hockey aspect of that. Yeah, the ability to skate, the ability to do what they do with that damn puck and those sticks. We have an update on the sticks at all from China?
I assume they're still at a premium.
Still in check, huh?
Still tough to get. Chris in the car, what do you want to do with Tom Brady?
What's up, guys? I'm from the generation of Brady. I'm 34. All I've known besides, you know, the 90s is Brady.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I might sound like a spoiled little brat, but, and I kind of want to see what it's like without Brady. And I've considered him one of, like a family member. Over the last 20 years, and you know, on the TV every Sunday.
Yeah, he's in your home every weekend. You know,
no, I think it's intriguing. I think it is. I think it's a hell of a story. Whoever this replacement is going to be, what's it going to be like? Who are they going to target?
Yeah,
can they coach the kid up?
See what happens afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Marcus Smart.
Well, why are you
Marcus Smart?
But why are you willing to move on?
Marcus Smart in a football uniform. What was that?
Why are you willing to move on from Brady? Who do you want to play quarterback for this season?
That, I don't know, but I'm almost getting bored of it. And last season wasn't as fun with, you know, being disengaged and not knowing what's going on.
So you're saying it's overkill.
Okay, Chris, here's the thing. And this is something I've heard Felger say, and I love it, because in a lot of situations it makes sense. If you're tired, say, with Claude Julien back in the day, and you want a new coach for the Bruins, well, who are you going to get? That's not my job. That's for Cam. You know?
Yeah.
That's for Cam to come up with. Find someone else. This guy ain't getting it done. This one, I think it's fair to ask, okay, you're ready to move on from Brady. Who's going to play quarterback? You don't have to do a coaching search. You don't have to know who's available as assistant coaches around the league or, you know, who's been making their butt. No, we're talking about, you know, one of 32 guys who's willing to play or who is able to play the position at the highest level. It's not too much to ask. If you're a football fan, fine. You want to move on from Brady? Who's going to play quarterback? That's a fair question.
See, and I don't think it's going to be a veteran. I really don't. I don't think they're bringing in a veteran free agent. I don't think they're going to trade for a guy. I think it Stidham, draft a guy. And you got Josh McDaniels here making the money he's making. Coach the kid up. don't turn the football over, play defense, and they'll probably stockpile their defense, get a couple pieces around him.
That would be the answer right now.
I think Stidham's the answer right now. Right now, Stidham's the answer. And if somebody falls to you as far as value, you know what they're going to do. They're not going to reach up to get a quarterback. They're not going after Tua. Tua's not falling to them. They're talking about Tua going from pick number three to pick number five, somewhere in there. I think Stidham's a guy.
You see him walking around in Radio Row at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, little guy.
A little gimpy?
Not gimpy, but short.
Someone said
I saw him gimpy, yeah.
you
weren't there early in the morning. I was
there early
in the morning.
I couldn't remember if it was you or Zoe.
When he was walking on the flat surface, he was fine. But when he had to climb over the wires near Pro Football Talk, he was all over the place.
A little hitch in his giddy-up?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You say Stidham. Look at McCone. Now he's gutted, and he's just spreading his guts all over the floor.
His childhood's over.
Slipping and sliding around in his guts.
I don't like the callers that call in and say, I just want to see something new.
Right, I'm tired of it. Yeah. Tired of it.
All right. Come see me week 7 when it's Josh Allen versus Jared Stidham. Yeah.
Shut up, McCone. I'll be calling it.
Let's get an update here from McCone with the headlines, and then we'll continue with your calls. Celtics, Bruins. Top athlete in town right now. Pastrnak, once again, another hat trick the other night. They'll try and figure out the Red Wings tomorrow at the Garden. Why they can't beat that team is beyond me. But we'll continue here. 98.5 The Sports Hub, Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
He's really become an elite player in the league.
Valentine.
The fact that he's able to continue to find ways to score.
Won't you be my Valentine?
It's very impressive. There's very few guys in the league that can do that.
And introduce your heart to mine.
And he consistently puts up with the abuse and guys shadowing him.
And be my Valentine.
And, his ability to find ways to score in different situations. It's very impressive.
Summertime.
And his defensive game is continuing to come along.
He could run and play like summertime.
You know, he cares about that aspect. He wants to win. And he's a great teammate, so.
With storybooks and nursery rhymes.
Kind of scary to look at where his ceiling might be.
So be my Valentine.
He continues to push it and continues to get better. And I'm excited to see where he's going to be in a couple years.
Jesus.
I wasn't lying. Brad Marchand talking about David Pastrnak.
Plus, he's really good looking, too.
We should all endeavor to find someone in our lives, in our daily work lives, that will love us as much as Brad Marchand loves not only David Pastrnak, Patrice Bergeron over the years. Right?
Yeah.
Would you say things like that about me?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Salt of the earth. Yeah. It's a top two employee here at the station.
And you're number one.
Yeah, your value.
Okay.
You do. You're
no, who's no, I'm saying no. Who's number one?
Oh, me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Used to be Mingles at the other place.
Mingles. Yeah. Oh, my God. What couldn't he do?
What couldn't he fix?
What couldn't he do? And then take time to make himself like a full dinner plate for lunch. And we're talking meat, vegetables, starch. It was all there on the
plate. On a home plate.
On a home plate.
Brought in.
Oh.
Unspilled.
Let's celebrate him to this day.
Well, we got Maz now. Maz fixes things.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. I'll save it for 12,
we'll do it next, yeah.
12:50.
Yeah.
But I have a theory as to what happened in our bathroom there and what it's causing. Okay. More on that in a few minutes. First, your calls here on David Pastrnak. Do you feel the same way about him that Brad Marchand does? I think he's a top athlete in Boston right now, and I put him above Jason Tatum and Stephon Gilmore. I mean, and the Bruins might have two of the top three, and Marchand's in the conversation. Hell, you still got to consider Bergeron for what he does, defensively, but in terms of what these guys do to impact the game.
Right.
You got a couple of them there, and Pastrnak and Marchand, who else do you put into the mix?
So you say athlete and you say player, like back, you know, even like I said, the Edelman thing, go back, Bergeron, it's almost like a transfer of power with the Bruins too, where it's getting past Bergeron and now you're handing, turning the keys over to like guys like David Pastrnak.
I know, but there's past Brady.
You know,
I mean, but he's just, he's offensively, he's so different, and no one will ever be the way Bergeron was as a two-way player, or still is for that matter. Craig in the car, what about Kevin Garnett? What do you think?
I think that he should not be punished just for being in such a successful market. So let me ask you, what do you think the rate is of a professional sports team winning a championship? Like in a 25-year span, average team less than one, right?
I don't know what the average would be, but it's
that's a good question, because there's not a lot of a lot of NFL teams that win the Super Bowl. I mean, yep, you look at the court. Go ahead.
The point being, winning a championship is monumental. You have to think outside the context of, you know, just being in Boston, and of every team that wins a championship, even if they have like a clump of three or so in a short time, do you not think that the top guy leading the team always gets his number retired?
I wouldn't say always.
Yeah, all right, exactly. So, yeah, I don't know why the discussion about why wins one championship, goes seven games deep 2 years later. I can't think of any time, whether it was one or a team had a few, where this didn't happen. And so, I would be very interested if I could be provided with an example of any time that did not.
Okay.
All right. It's an excellent point, Craig. I appreciate it. I wanted to bring up, I love bringing up the 04 Pistons in any conversation like this, because, you know, that was a team, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know if anybody from that team has their number retired by the Pistons. They do not. They have two.
Hamilton?
No. Rip Hamilton's Billups? Number. Rip Hamilton's number is not retired. Chauncey Billups and Ben Wallace.
Huh. 101.
I'm shocked.
Wow.
I'm shocked.
Well, that's Detroit. See, that's your difference. See, what you have to do, too, you got to evaluate it. Like, are we talking about the Lakers? Are we talking about the Bulls? Are we talking about the Celtics? Are we talking about like the Raptors?
Right. Ben Wallace was Defensive Player of the Year a couple times, though, wasn't he?
Probably, yeah, he was. But still, that team was not about, you know, one or two or even three guys. It was all five of the starters and the bench players. That was it. I mean, you know, they beat Shaq and Kobe in the finals that year when nobody thought it was going to be possible, and they did it in five games, if memory serves, because they played without one or even two guys stepping forward. It was Hamilton, Tayshaun Prince, Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, and Rip Hamilton. So, but no, even that team has two numbers retired from it.
Sorry, I was wrong. He won 4 out of 5 years in the early 2000s.
Jesus.
Good grief. Mm. Yeah, well, he was real good.
You know, it's interesting.
Right, they should have retired.
You mentioned KG 2 years later takes him seven games deep. You didn't have Kendrick Perkins. And Perkins, would you say Jim tweeted that the Celtics should be embarrassed?
No, the Timberwolves should be embarrassed.
Oh, Timberwolves should be embarrassed.
They let the Celtics beat them to the punch.
All right. I thought he spun that as the Celtics should have given them the benefit of the doubt. Let them do it first.
Let's go to Tom in the car, talking about another Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, how are you guys? Happy Valentine's Day.
What's up?
Same to you.
Yeah, I think the best Valentine's Day song, hands down, has to be Since I've Been Loving You by Led Zeppelin. But in all seriousness here, I think the Patriots, for going in for Brady, just absolutely load up like it's 07 all over again. He doesn't have many years left. Go out and get him whatever he wants. If he wants A.J. Green, if he wants better tight ends, you just got to go all out this year. And I mean, I've been in Boston for all my life, and I grew up with Brady, and I'm not ready to start losing. I want to win as much as I can, so I'll hang up, let you guys talk about it.
All right.
Have a good one.
What do you think? Can they load up like they did in 07,
Zo? I don't think so. That's what I want them to do. I don't think they can do that. I think they got too many issues on defense. They got too many big contracts. They got some veterans that are going to be leaving.
You're going to have to sacrifice the defense if you want to do that offensively.
Yeah.
More so than you're already going to be forced into because of all those
guys. What are you doing at left guard? What are you doing at tight end? You know, they need too many things almost.
Let's grab Mario quickly in Vermont. Mario, what do you think?
That's what I want them to do. I don't think they can.
Mario!
They
got
too many issues on defense.
Hey, it's
so. All right. Well, that was easy. We'll take care of Mario. Sorry about that, buddy. All right. Something happened in our bathroom yesterday.
Something always happens.
I believe we'll fundamentally change the way things happen now in that bathroom. I'll explain after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This might be a top fiver for him. Pick this, huh, T-Bone?
Hardy.
I put this because T-Bone played this one day when I wasn't here. But I was listening to the show that day, and T-Bone played this. And since then, I have added it to my own playlist at home, and it came on this morning.
That's right, Beatle, and I liked it.
What a great song. Listen to this.
You know who this is, McCone?
This is Phil Collins.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I can get on board with
it. Did you catch that? Hardy was listening to this in the shower this morning.
That's kind of cool to take a shower.
Have it rain down on
yeah.
you.
Yeah. It's like a Shaughnessy.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Rain down on me in a shower.
I think I'm going to have this song on in the background next time I take a shower. I'm going to do it. Slow-mo selfie with the water raining down on me. Our bathroom here at 98.5 The Sports I've got an upgrade yesterday courtesy of the Tool Bags. That would be Tony Maserati and Dan O'Brien, producer of the morning show, the Tool Bag Podcast, where they give you such helpful hints as go out and buy garbage cans to coil and store your hoses in. Because who would just want to wind up your hose and hang it on a hook in the garage when you can have a couple of garbage cans sitting on the floor of your garage, taking up space, and coil your hoses in there like some kind of a viper in a Bugs Bunny cartoon? Good stuff like that. So they do a podcast, Mr. Fix-It's over there, and they decided as for one of their podcasts, they were going to put a divider in between the two urinals in the men's room here at the Sports Hub. It's a fine idea. I believe they...
I didn't think it was a problem.
Well, it's not a problem, but some people like a little bit of privacy. Not everyone is...
I don't know. You're going there. It could be a pervert in there. You don't know.
Well, you're an exhibitionist, so, you know.
Yeah, was there an incident that sparked this?
I not that I know of, but I wouldn't put
it... I went in one day, like a year ago, and I think I pushed Maz into the... he was doing his thing, and I pushed him into the wall there.
Yeah.
So maybe that's, but he put it too low. I could still see over it.
Well, the way it's set, well, you're 6'5".
I told him he was in there, and I'm like, you got to go up higher. I'm like, shut up. No, we're going to do this. I said, it should be even with the toilets. But he actually put it down low.
With the actual urinals.
Yes.
Well, the way it stands right now, you walk into the bathroom, a quick left, and there's a urinal right there with just a tiny wall, and there's another urinal right next to it that does have the stall to the right. And it is my belief that prior to that divider going up, the urinal of choice, as you can see on the simulcast right now, would have been the one on the left because you got a little bit of a half wall that blocked you from the door. The one to the right felt more exposed.
Mm. Is that crooked?
I have found myself. No, it's just the angle of the photo.
Oh.
I have found myself, now that the divider is up, using the urinal on the right more than I ever have in the past.
Oh, I don't.
Now, it's only been up there for a couple of days, but probably been in there four times over the last 2 days. I think, and if I could go back in time, I would have tracked which urinal got more use for a good length of time.
First
say,
one.
Say for a month. And now with the divider up, which urinal will get used more? Because I believe now the one on the right affords you more privacy.
Hmm.
Whereas before it was the one on the left that felt a little safer.
Felger always went to the one on the right.
Is that so? How do you know this, Jim?
Because I was scarred
you
one
say
day when
always.
I walked in.
Scarred? Oh.
What, he has pants around his ankles?
Yeah, he doesn't do it like everybody else.
Oh, I know what you're... He doesn't want to touch anything. I know. It's...
What other part of your body...
His hands were doing stuff while he was... Yeah.
What other part of your body could not be any cleaner?
I don't know, but I've seen him in there... But yeah, I've seen hands on the hips. I know. I know, it's...
See, I mean, but to the root of all this.
That's the incident.
He's a very, very hygienic individual.
To the root of all this, though. So Maz is the afternoon drive host, one of the afternoon drive hosts.
Yes.
He drives his kids to school.
Yeah.
He writes for the website.
Yeah.
He has the Tool Bags podcast.
Yeah.
He came in 5 hours early yesterday to do this.
Yeah.
And they weren't even in studio yesterday.
He hates being home.
Well... He enjoys working and doing things. You said he takes his kids to school. What do you want? He wants to sit at home by himself?
Well, I mean,
don't blame him for wanting to come in.
Yeah, it's true.
Sometimes he's here doing show prep.
Not really. He's usually buying things.
It's not true. He sits out there. He does show prep.
Yeah,
People work differently. All right?
Yeah.
All right.
It did allow us, Cardi and I, to have a full conversation at the urinal, not uncomfortable conversation.
Exactly.
I'll go in there with
a good
you
addition.
Next
week.
I think it's a fine addition. I wish we would have done a study to see which urinal got used more, because I'm pretty sure now the one on the right will be the premium one, whereas before it was either 50-50 or the one on the left got used more.
That's all. Sosie can't see over that.
No, probably
no way.
Not. Probably not. If you have comments on the urinals, feel free to sprinkle those in to the conversation. We'll go to Josh in Alaska. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing?
Doing good. Staying warm.
What's the last thing you killed? We ask you this all the time.
I know. We haven't killed anything in a while. We got some nice wolves on New Year's, but it's been anywhere between 40 to 60 below zero, so that's not as fun then.
Not a lot of game out there, huh?
Yeah, we're not game.
yeah, you're the game.
But it's that cold.
Yeah,
be too careful. Cold.
By the way, I don't know if you heard us the last time after you hung up. You got a lot of stuff going on in your town. You got a Wendy's. You got a Taco Bell. That doesn't feel like you're in the wilderness there.
We're getting a Sonic in June. We're excited.
Tater tots.
Really?
Hell yeah, you should be.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
No more frying them at home.
No.
Good milkshakes.
So I just live right outside of town, though. And we have grizzly bears and moose in our yard and black. So it's a little different, but it is nice to have some of that. I wanted to, about Tom Brady. The first time I fell in love with Tom Brady was obviously the Super Bowl, because where I lived, we didn't see much football. So Tom and the Patriots have been the same thing to me. So when they split up, since I don't live on the East Coast, I'm sure my opinion is a lot different than people that live there.
But so did you fall in love out here on the East Coast, or did you fall in love on the West Coast?
No, I lived in Alaska.
Wow.
And a lot of it, though, at the very first was because of the jerseys. I love their jerseys.
Nice. You're like me. I like uniforms. Yeah. Nice ones.
And the Patriots.
So are you going to be gutted?
Are you going to be like McCone?
Gutted like a moose if Brady ends up leaving?
Yes. I would rather he retired, especially if they break up and we find out, I don't know if the stuff you guys talk about between Belichick and Brady is all made up or what. We find out that it broke up that way, then we're going to be like, we'll never love the next
quarterback until Brady's completely out, then maybe it'll be years after that. But if Tom retires, 100% support for the Patriots. If he goes somewhere else, man, you guys are – well, not you guys. The guys after your show are going to blame someone, and it's going to start boiling up inside. And like, oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
They screwed him.
All right. Take it easy, Josh. Take it easy. Stay warm. Yeah. I appreciate the call.
Alaska.
40 to 60 below.
What do you do?
Sonic.
You wait for that Sonic in June.
You get hamburger french fries. It'll be cold by the time you take it in through the window.
How do you keep them tots warm on the way home?
Oh, you got to eat them in a car.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Get down those babies.
All right, we'll step aside here. 90 seconds, no commercials. Tim McCone with the Hub Headlines. We'll continue with your calls and Tom Brady, Jason Tatum, David Pastrnak. It's all on the table here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.